This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High noon, Jones and Keith. Let the tampering begin.
You can now officially talk to teams. They haven't been doing that before. Now's the time. What was that? The whispering begins. That's buzz. Sounds like there's going to be buzz as well.
Oh, that's what that was.
That's buzz.
Nice.
Yeah, that's all the free agency buzz.
Personally, I like how...
Oh, yeah, there we go!
Oh, yeah!
We probably should have a free agency desk. I didn't realize that. And we just got rid of the NHL trade deadline desk.
Signings.
I know.
That is a lot of signings.
Well...
Busy day.
Okay.
It's a busy day.
People want to know who's going where.
I personally like how this legal tampering start to free agency in the NFL, and it's hour three, Jones and Keith. High noon here on WEEI. You guys can weigh in with all your thoughts. 617-779-7937. I personally like that this has an old school feel to it, Keith.
It does.
No Twitter, no social media. So we have news stations on in here, NFL Network, ESPN.
Waiting for the paper down by the mailbox.
Literally, Nick comes in, and it's basically the paper, Keith.
He's like, the paper.
ESPN has a free agency trade tracker.
Walk
I'm like,
it.
Great. Let me go to ESPN.com and log into their stupid trade tracker.
Nick or Billy, have you ever seen Jones this rattled? I've never seen him this upset about anything.
It's so annoying.
The whole break, it's so
annoying.
Twitter's down. Can you believe Twitter's down?
Free agency started.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll find it.
It's so annoying.
Look how mad he is. He's never been this mad.
He has to watch a TV.
Yeah.
Go to an article.
I don't want to do that.
I'm not clicking on that.
I don't want to do that.
How old is that?
I want it on my phone right in front of me.
ESPN Plus for this?
Yeah. No, I'm not doing that. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah. Do we still have a fax machine in this stupid building?
Bundle.
Is there a fax machine down the hall? We can get all the faxes on the updates?
There might be. Okay. There might be a fax machine.
Here's what I know. With or without any news to this point in time, you are allowed to legally tamper.
Go ahead.
Patriots to this point in time have signed Harold Landry.
Hell yeah.
They re-signed Austin Hooper.
He's back.
They traded away Devon Godchow for a first-round pick.
Right.
Most of the best free agents, not all.
What else have they done?
Most of the best free agents have been snapped up, Keith. We can go through the list again if you want to.
When is
it appropriate? The top names that are gone.
Yeah, but before you do that, when is it appropriate, what time, to tweet out the meme of the guy with the stick poking it and do something? Like, hey, Patriots, do something.
If Bill were still here, Bill and Linda on the train snoozing.
Oh, yeah.
That one? That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, you see the meme that was going around this, or the meme, the picture that was going around this weekend.
Ooh, I don't know.
Mike Vrabel playing cards or whatever, or blackjack, whatever he was playing.
Was that new? I had an inkling that that was probably an old image that was making the rounds,
but I didn't
see that confirmed.
That's
nor
the
denied.
New Bill drinking orange juice picture. This is Vrabel playing cards.
Just
all right.
Vrabel loosened his shirt at the blackjack table.
I was like, oh no.
Basically. But so far, the Patriots have not done anything.
No, they haven't.
Hardly. I mean, Landry, I should give him credit for Landry. I like that signing, but it's not going to move the needle. Nothing significant that's going to move the needle.
Yeah, no, Landry, I'm not going to clown on. Like, I'm happy they brought him in. You got to figure out who else is there. But it's the guys that are coming off the board, right? So Ronnie Stanley was a part of both of our big offseason plans.
Uh-huh.
Devontae Adams was certainly part of mine. I think he was part of yours as well.
My official plan, DK. Metcalf, yeah.
So Adams and Metcalf, so two receivers that we both liked, are off the boards. People are talking about T. Higgins. Now that it looked like maybe there was a chance. Now he's franchised there. So players are off the board, even though they technically weren't even supposed to talk to other teams or anything yet. So, yeah, it's not looking great, but it didn't look great early for the Red Sox. And I think the parallels have been all too similar, where over the last few years, both teams have been quote-unquote close to signing a free agent and, oh, just missing out. Oh, so close. And the Red Sox got off to a bad start this year. Aroldis Chapman, we're like, really? Aroldis Chapman's the first guy you're going to sign?
Mm-hmm.
And then it got better from there. And so right now, the Patriots, it's a very slow start, and some key names have come off the board. But there are a couple of moves that they could make that would make everybody feel better. Not everybody. You can't convince everybody of anything. But Chris Godwin, you get Chris Godwin, you get Milton Williams. All right. Things are heading in the right direction. One of those guys in the secondary that's rumored, like, okay, you're moving in the right direction.
Those are two top 10 free agents. The way Chad Graff put it earlier today on Twitter, back in the olden days, the before times when it was working, is he'd set the line at 1.5 for 20-plus million AAV signings for the Patriots.
So it better be over.
Milt the Stilt.
Yep.
And Chris Godwin would put them over that threshold.
I would take that.
Me too.
I would take that.
Especially
that's a
now,
good place
based
to go.
On the way we're starting, I'd take one maybe.
Now, you still have a big-time issue on the offensive line, and then that sort of gets into, you know, the draft, which is 45 days, 7 hours, 54 minutes, and 37 seconds from right now.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter doesn't work, Jones, but our countdown clock does.
No, that so thing's still working, have that. Working like a charm.
But so, then, then you sort of pivot to that, I suppose, as to what you're going to need up front. But, I mean, Godwin would go a long way in making me feel a little bit better. But conversely, if you don't get Godwin, then you dig yourself even a deeper hole.
All right, two items. Three items, actually, because let me tell you, this stupid ESPN free agency tracker actually works pretty well. Hassan Reddick has agreed on a one-year $14 million deal, $12 million guaranteed with the Bucks. First move so far, illegal tampering.
Bucks.
Adam Schefter on the ESPN free agency tracker.
See, we got it, Jones. What are you talking about? We got it.
There's a signing. Hassan Reddick, 1 year.
That was a guy that was not happy with his situation the last couple of years.
No. And Hassan Reddick, you might say, well, that guy's a nobody in free agency. On the PFT free agent list, he was 22.
No, it's not the strongest list.
And we already told you, out of the top 10 on Florio's free agent list, on the top 10, 5 are gone, plus 1 is Sam Darnold, who you weren't going to sign.
Yeah.
So the 4 left in the top 10 are Josh Sweat. Good old one-leg Josh Sweat.
Greg Rosenthal has a top 10 list.
Chris Godwin, DJ Reed, Javon Holland, yes?
He has two wide receivers in his top 10. So Chris Godwin, and then the next one is Amari Cooper.
Ugh.
So, yeah. Similar to, like, Sam Darnold is the best free agent quarterback available. Amari Cooper is sort of the consolation prize. So right now, and I know there was, you know, different names. Some have been franchised. Davante Adams quickly signed with the Rams. But similar to Ronnie Stanley being the one clear-cut starting left tackle that was available in free agency, it's feeling more and more like who's left. It's Godwin. It's Godwin or bust. Unless it's a trade, now that could happen. But if we're just talking free agency, it's Godwin.
Do you think Reddick impacts Godwin in any way? $12 million the Bucks are spending?
Probably not. Teams can find money, can't they?
Yes.
You know, like, look at what happened in Cleveland.
But they're the first team to make a move in legal tampering,
yeah.
According to Schefter.
And it's not Godwin?
Yeah. I mean, does that tell you anything? Maybe not.
Although, no, because I feel like, don't you feel like the Cowboys are just getting things in order for them to then sign Micah Parsons?
Probably.
That's what I think. So, no, I don't think it says one thing or another.
A couple other moves that happened earlier today. Khalil Mack signed for $18 million with the Chargers. Here's another one the Bucks made. Ben Brendetson, the guard with the Bucks, signed a 3-year deal. Jonathan Allen is going to visit with the Vikings. That's kind of the latest buzz when it comes to NFL free agency. On Chris Godwin, Phil Perry went to NBCSportsBoston.com to write something, since he can't just blast this out in a tweet.
Twitter right now.
He says, is it Chris Godwin or bust for the Patriots?
Yes.
If they want to surround Drake May with more talent in their offensive huddle, and if they want to infuse some professionalism into the receiver room, and if they want to show their fan base they're serious about putting a better product on the field in 2025, Godwin needs to be their priority. Legal tampering has begun. He's the clear and obvious target for them to pursue. This is interesting. Other high-end pass catchers came off the board well before the legal tampering period.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
Davante Adams got his wish to head to the West Coast and landed with the Rams on a 2-year contract. DK Metcalf got a massive new deal from the Steelers.
Right.
He was acquired in a trade that sent a second-round pick to Seattle. Though Metcalf possesses a skill set that qualifies as intriguing for receiver-needy teams, New England never made an offer to the Seahawks to trade for the 27-year-old per a league source. So I told you, I saw this earlier today. They didn't even make an offer. according to Phil Perry. He goes on to detail
how... Did they see him last year against them? Didn't they see that game? I know we went back and forth on
staff.
That. Yeah, I guess
staff,
not. Dude. Watch the tape. Just the tape of DK Metcalf against the Pats last year. You might want him.
So, yeah, let's see. He goes on to say again, it's Godwin or bust. Godwin, according to the reception perception. I'm not familiar with that.
I don't know what
website.
That is, but I really like the sound of it.
Tracks receiver success on all route types against coverages. Godwin ranked in the 81st percentile, blah, 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 blah.
Reception
blah.
Perception?
Reception perception.
Cool.
Pretty
like
good
that.
Stuff.
Yeah,
there.
That's snappy.
So prior to getting hurt, he was successful against both man and zone. I've said before, him or Kupp makes sense as a slot guy in the offense for Josh McDaniels. So potentially, he's the guy they can go get. If they don't get Godwin, what's the pivot at wide receiver? We mentioned Ayuk. We mentioned Olave. We mentioned George Pickens. Maybe you go to Cooper Kupp if he ever gets released by the Rams. Maybe it pushes the Patriots to send a seventh-round pick for Cooper Kupp, as opposed to signing him. That's what happened with Christian Kirk going from the Jaguars to the Houston Texans.
Yeah, so I guess that's who it would be for me. If it's not Godwin, it would be Kupp. I also don't think it's crazy to sign both of them. I really don't. I mean, look at what they did back in 06, even when they had Tom Brady as quarterback. They had nothing at receiver. They went out there the next year, got Welker, Moss, and Stallworth, and they were like, one guy wasn't going to be enough. They wanted to really upgrade the position. It's probably the worst position group on the team still. Mm-hmm. I know offensive line was a mess, but the offensive line has at least one guy that you're like, he's a real starter. I don't know if they have that at receiver. And breaking news.
What's that?
Chris Godwin back to the Bucs.
Ay, chihuahua.
$66 million, chance to make 24, deal by done, 44 guaranteed at signing.
Deal done by Tory Dandy, that's his agent. That's got to be the agent.
Okay, so Ian Rappaport, though, $66 million, 44 guaranteed, 3-year deal. So Godwin, just as we're talking about it, back with the Bucs.
And $22 million. Okay, so hang on. But we had heard Giardi said he's going to make $25 million on the market. He didn't get that. He's staying in Tampa.
They should have offered him $25 million.
So no Davante Adams, no DK Metcalf. Phil Perry says it's Chris Godwin or bust at wide receiver. Turns out it's bust. He's back to Tampa. 3 years, $66 million. I have more bad news, Keith. Don't you dare blame the Wolfpack.
Come on, Wolf. Do something.
I have more bad news.
Do something.
More bad news.
Offensive, I don't want to hear it.
Offensive linemen that they were linked to. They were linked to Dan Moore in Pittsburgh. They were linked to Cam Robinson of the Minnesota Vikings, who was coached at one point in time by the new offensive line coach here when he was in Jacksonville, Doug Marrone. Offensive tackle Jalen Moore, formerly of the 49ers, has signed with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Not great, Bob.
Two years, $30 million, $21 million guaranteed. That's according to Adam Schefter, NFL Insiders.
They're not going to have 53 guys. No, I'm just kidding.
So that's an offensive line target off the board and Chris Godwin off the board. You guys can weigh in all day long. 617-779-7937. Godwin back to the Bucs on what seems like a very reasonable deal. Does that tell you he was just never going to leave Tampa Bay and the Patriots had no real shot?
Well, that would be the spin for the Patriots.
Well, no, but I don't want
like a positive spin for the Patriots.
But here's how I would I'm not letting them off the hook. Did they get hung up on a guy who was never going to leave? Like, in other words, like, did they waste their time on a guy who was never going to leave Tampa Bay?
Didn't read the room?
Yeah. And now, because they were so gung-ho about maybe getting Godwin, they missed out on Metcalf and Devontae. They were focused on the wrong place, in other words. Or do you just think they knew Godwin was going back the whole time? Interest Kings, they're the new Red Sox, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
There could be some of that. The interest Kings, they were in it. They sound like, oh, well, we're going to be aggressive on him because for the last month, like, you and I have been talking about all these names, and did we really think Ronnie Stanley was really going to leave?
I didn't think Godwin was going to leave. I thought Stanley would.
So we flipped on that, right? Like, I thought maybe Godwin could.
And I didn't think Higgins would.
Right. So, like, these guys are kind of staying put. They're all on better teams. They're all on better teams. And for Godwin, he's in Florida. He's got a really good quarterback. And that's a team that is a playoff team. So he's like, why am I going to leave? Like, so, if the money was acceptable to him, I wonder how much more the Patriots would have had to go, or did they go? I guess we don't know the answer to that. But because, like, you would probably need to, not this is like a true hometown discount, but how much more of the quote-unquote suck tax would the Pats have to offer a guy like Godwin who's never left Tampa Bay?
Well, Chad Graff.
Kraft.
He had the tweet earlier today, RIP Twitter. He had the tweet earlier today where he said he listed off all the different things that was holding the Patriots back from free agency and signing free agents. Patriots, they're not going to get any free agents. Nobody wants to sign here because
doesn't seem like it.
They don't want to play in cold weather. They don't want to play an hour outside of Boston. The NFLPA survey was bad on top of it. It's a rebuilding team. There was another item on there.
NFLPA.
Right. And he said at one point, now, there is a way around it. The Patriots can just throw a buttload of money at these players.
Yeah.
But Godwin never got to market. Ronnie Stanley never got to market. Those are two names you heard they had high on their list. Either the Patriots knew they weren't going to get to market and they were playing the interest game just to create buzz and try to show they were in on somebody, or they were chasing their tails, hung up on players that were never going to get to market, and they wasted their time.
Yeah.
Because they were focused on the wrong guys, the guys that they were never going to get.
Well, this is also
either one's bad.
No, it is. But this is also why DK Metcalf and Deebo Samuel should have both been more of a priority, because you take the decision out of their hands. Because right now, Patriots versus Team X, you're going to be hard-pressed to win that.
Yep.
Like, oh, we've had back-to-back four-win seasons. We're going to have three coaches in 3 years. You know, we like the quarterback, but it's a young quarterback in the same division as the Bills. All this stuff working up against you. The taxes in Massachusetts, all the stuff that you want to kind of throw on there. But DK Metcalf and Deebo Samuel, if you trade for them, then you get them. And then at that point, you have to convince them. And whether you throw them more money or you just convince them, what was the whole thing? Compensation and opportunity.
Yep.
Hey, you're the number one receiver, and here's the compensation. If DK Metcalf's playing for the Steelers, he probably would have played for the Patriots too.
And that's so what I think, yeah.
You couldn't say, hey, we don't need to call the Niners or the Seahawks because we're going to be aggressive for Chris Godwin. Well, what if he doesn't really want to leave? And what if the Bucks give him a fair offer?
Are we going to do this? Text line 617-779-7937. Godwin just benefits from playing with Mike Evans.
Good Lord.
Okay, so now Godwin sucks.
So you don't want Godwin. So you don't want DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf sucks. Devontae Adams sucks.
Who do you want?
T. Higgins isn't a number one, which I've been guilty of saying. And Godwin just benefits from Mike Evans. So who's your guy?
Chris Godwin would be so far and away the best receiver on this team. It's not even funny. Like,
he would be.
It's not competitive. He would be excellent here.
Okay. Here's where we're at in free agency. Chris Godwin, if you're just tuning in, 3 years, $66 million, according to Rap Sheet. He's back with the Bucks. Jalen Moore, who you might not be familiar with, he's a backup tackle in San Francisco.
Sorry, I don't go that deep.
He's getting $30 million from the Chiefs to play offensive line in Kansas City. Hassan Reddick has also signed a one-year deal with Tampa. We're just into legal tampering. It began about 15 minutes ago. I think those are all the moves that I've seen to this point.
Yeah, the Bucks are busy.
Florio's top 100 of free agents. Higgins gone. Darnold available.
Great.
Trey Smith gone. Josh Sweat available.
Yeah, but
one or two legs.
Right.
Chris Godwin.
Which version of sweat are we getting?
Chris Godwin, number 5 on the list, gone.
Yeah.
Ronnie Stanley, number 6 on the list, gone. DJ Reed, Javon Holland, 7 and 8 still available. Nick Bolton, Osa Odighizuwa gone. If you want to go to 11 and 12, Justin Reed available. Khalil Mack gone.
So the other thing, and beggars can't be choosers. The Patriots have a million needs.
Yep.
So their first need, the first signing they had was Harold Landry, who we both like, and that's fine.
I like him. Where did Landry fit in on this list? Keep going. Sorry.
Top 25, I would imagine. Yeah, who knows? Keep scrolling. But some of those other other names, like if they start to beef up the defense and the defense needed the help, this goes back to, all right, your second year quarterback, how have you helped him? Nothing on the offensive line, nothing at wide receiver, not even a running back or a tight end. Now you're putting it all on the draft. Last year, Elliott Wolf drafted all offensive players, I mean, including Drake May.
Yep.
And then this year, you're almost going to be forced into that same thing again. So, like, I'll take the defensive guys. They need to make that side of the ball a lot better, obviously. But, man, it's going to be tough to get excited about the offseason if they're not bringing in anybody on offense.
Okay.
We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Okay, so on Florio's list, if we want to skip down, the top tackle is Cam Robinson at 17. The top wide receiver, you said the name earlier, Keith, but it's not great. The top wide receiver is Amari Cooper. And where did he go? I just had him up. But Amari Cooper will be next on that list.
Yeah.
So we're talking about a guy who was a tackle who's been passed around the league in Cam Robinson.
He's the Chukwuma Okorafor of 2025.
Amari Cooper is 37 on the list. He would be next up. Milton Williams, also shockingly low on that list. He's 30th. I've seen him top 10-ish on a lot of other
lists.
Wow,
that's real low.
So that's where, again, Florio has him. That's just the list I'm choosing to use.
I'd still take him.
But you can seek out whichever one you want. 617-779-7937. All your thoughts on the Patriots, their start to legal tampering in NFL free agency. Bob's in Londonderry. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I was just curious. I'm not really the expert by any stretch, but what happens if ultimately, like we've seen the last several years, and I know you guys keep saying if you pay enough, people will come here. That really hasn't been the case. And given all the problems the Patriots have, I know they've made some improvements coaching, so-called, what are they going to do if they really don't get anybody that's of any significance? What's going to happen now?
Well, they're going to suck again, Bob. And I would just say, and thanks for the phone call, I would just say, I don't know if we know how many times they really have paid the most. Just, this is the same thing. We're not going to, do you really think the Red Sox paid the most on all those guys that they missed? Or are they, just so close? Hey, they Juan Soto, just so close. Seth Lugo, so close. Jose Abreu. So, the Patriots, the one thing that came out last year after like all kinds of like pulling teeth on it was Brandon Ayuk. They apparently did have a really big offer on the table for Brandon Ayuk, and he didn't choose it. But all these other ones, like they didn't have the highest offer for Calvin Ridley, and they didn't get him. And so if you want to say they have to pay even a little bit more because of the state tax and all that stuff, all right, fine. That's what they're going to have to do. Have they ever done that? How many times over the last 3 years did a player sit there and after taxes and all this other nonsense, did they say the Patriots offer was higher than the one that they took?
Yeah, not often.
I don't think so.
And, you know, when it comes to the Patriots and free agency, it doesn't mean they're going to be terrible next year just because they don't land a bunch of players. We brought up the Commanders earlier. The Commanders are mostly dumpster diving for Austin Ekeler and Zach Ertz, and I probably mock those moves when they happen. You made the point they already have McLaurin, which is more than the Patriots have. But, you know, Bobby Wagner and these kind of savvy moves from the Commanders, you can still make it work with mid and low tier free agents. The Patriots did it in 2001, for God's sake. So you can do that. But this is not exactly what we were sold and exactly what we were expecting. We were expecting for them to be aggressive. And maybe they will be. They still have time before free agency officially begins at 4:00 on Wednesday. But so far, outside of Harold Landry, I would say decidedly not aggressive, or at least not successful in terms of landing anybody. Barry's in New Bedford. Hello, Barry.
Hey, guys. You know, I knew they were getting Stanley. And when he signed on Saturday, I just started laughing because I knew this story with this, the way this is going to play out. And then you read the Landry contract. They busted his balls on that. They were cheap on that. And then, you know, Godwin.
I'm sorry, Barry, just real quick. When you say they busted his balls on that, he just came in lower than you expected? Or is there actual reporting that?
I think the money's, from what I understand, the money's not what you think it is.
No, it's you know, it's lower than I thought he was going to get, for sure. But I didn't read anything that they were, you know, haggling and having hard negotiations.
I think the toughest thing with them right now is it's not the coach or the quarterback. It's you haven't won in 5 years. You have a history of being kind of cheap, and then your facilities are probably the worst in the league. You know, the 1970s Gold's Gym, the prop planes with the ashtrays. It's kind of hard to sell that to people, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens next. But they're going to have to build the middle class of their roster up first.
Okay. Well, look, there's going to be opportunity to do that. And I agree, they have a ton of needs. Keith, you said this earlier. Ton of needs. Up and down the roster. All over the place. And so, yeah, they can sign a lot of guys. And they don't have to do it today. They don't have to do it right this second. But I think people would be a lot less panicky, and they'd be a lot happier if you did. That doesn't have to be at the top of their list, But I think that's where the fan base is at. They were excited for this moment, and so far Patriots aren't doing much. Although, in fairness, what is it, like 3-4 moves around the league right now?
Yeah, and then I'm trying to track this down, but it sounds like Ian Rappaport, and I know Twitter's down, much to the chagrin of Adam Jones. But,
I mean, who could use it on a day like
but,
that?
But I think Rapp also said that Godwin turned down more money.
I saw this. Well, I saw he turned
from
down.
From a team. Didn't say which team.
I saw on the text line a mystery team.
So could be the Patriots.
Could be.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But, yeah, that's the thing. That's a guy who's played for one team, wanted to be there. They even had the thing. Remember, they moved the date around for, the deadline and stuff. So they clearly wanted to get a deal done.
Look, he was a done deal back to the Bucs.
Yeah.
He wasn't. The Patriots wasted their time on Godwin just like they wasted their time on Ronnie Stanley. And I was guilty of Stanley. I thought there was a chance Stanley was going to leave, and he didn't. So the Patriots, at best, wasted their time thinking they were going to land real free agents. At worst, if you don't want to be charitable and give them the benefit of the doubt, they drummed up interest on players they knew they weren't going to get just to satiate a rabid fan base. But that would be very short-sighted on their end, because that's going to come back around. 617-779-7937. We'll keep our eyes on all of this. We'll get you more details right after Trending with Billy Laney.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.